This is the University of Georgia Griffin News, brought to you over WKU AM 1450, 102.3 FM, The Rock 88.9 FM, and stream live on WKUradio.com. This program is to update our listeners on the many and exciting things at the University of Georgia Griffin with Dr. Lou Honeycutt and his guests. The program is made possible by Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farms and Murray & Company Realtors. And now today's program with Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
Well, good morning, Griffin's Folly and surrounding area. We want to welcome you back to another edition of the Griffin Campus News. As always, we have a great show today. It's going to be a fun show talking about a great topic, a topic that we all have to deal with and we might not always want to talk about, but sometimes people whisper when they talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. But we're going to talk about it from the standpoint of an incredible event that happens tomorrow night. It's called Relay for Life, for those of y'all who have heard of that before. But we've got three people with us today. Crystal McDowell, who is the Assistant Director of Student Affairs and the campus Griffin Campus Relay for Life Coordinator for this year. Glenda Davis, who's the Regional Director for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. And Angie Lewis, who is a past coordinator for many years from the Griffin Campus and a research tech in the USDA Plant Genetic Resource Conservation Unit, which we call PGRCU, and I think everybody knows why now. So welcome all of y'all to the show. And the first thing we do, and so Glenda and Angie won't know this, but Krista will, so I'll let her start. You have to do your life story for the first, so you have to say from birth till now how you got, awesome. Got to this seat. So Crystal can start, and then we'll work down the table. So Crystal.
Well, good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here. From birth, Thomaston, Georgia, Upson County, born and raised, UL, go Knights. Definitely proud to be from Thomaston, Georgia. From there, I hear Tony and I have something in common, go Deeks. Went to graduate school, so undergraduate and graduate school at Wake Forest. I hear your niece is there now. Great job, smart young lady. So, and then I became a doctoral student at the UGA Griffin campus. And so the moral of the day, if you become a student at UGA Griffin, you may get a job there, because I now serve as Dr. Honeycutt said earlier, the Assistant Director of Student Affairs, and it has been a joy to be there.
And how long have you had that position?
I'm going on 5 years. Yep.
No, and how long have you been a student trying to finish your doctoral?
Just, you know, a couple of years.
But the good news is, we think, right, December, yes, you'll be walking in our ceremony.
I think we're all going to go watch.
Yes. I think we all need to. It's going to be and of course, I won't say anything on the stage that day. Mention of it or anything. Okay, great. Angie, let's come down the list. So, Angie, from birth till now, how did you get to this seat?
I'm originally from Griffin, and I moved away for a little while to go to Auburn University. So, War Eagle.
Auburn.
I know. Trust me, working at UGA and being an Auburn grad has its hardships. But thanks to Relay for Life, though, I've learned how to say go dolls.
Oh, goodness.
But that's about the only time of year that I use that phrase. No, I do support UGA, of course, unless they play in Auburn. But I've been with the UGA campus 9 years, and I just love it.
Awesome.
I love it. My degree's in horticulture, and working with plants, working outside is just what I like to do. So,
and we as a campus are so glad y'all are there. The USDA group is there because, among other things, all the great research, the peanut research, and everything that's going on, we have an incredible seed bank on campus, don't we? That I always say, and Melanie will correct me if she wants to, but I say it's the fourth largest in the world, because that sounds good to say, but I think it really is. But about 100,000 accessions, and we're helping protect the future,
A lot of people don't know that's in Griffin.
Exactly.
It is, and it's an important project.
It is. It's incredible. So thank you for what you do for that.
Thank you.
All right, Glenda.
All right.
Life story.
Hey, my life story. I was born and raised in Douglasville, Georgia.
Okay.
And about 25 years ago, this September, I moved to Macon to be with my husband. And I have, four daughters and 10 grandchildren.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
And so that's the reason why I relay, because I don't want those children to ever have to hear the words, you have cancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I have been with the American Cancer. I originally started out as a tax appraiser. That's what my job was. And so I did that for like 20 years. And then just decided and had like a midlife crisis or whatever you want to call it, and decided I need to do something different. And my best friend said, hey, I've got a job opening at the American Cancer Society. You want to come work for me? And I was like, sure, I'll come do it. First of all, I asked, what would the pay? Pay wasn't that good, but I was ready for a change. And so I've been with the American Cancer Society now going on 11 years.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And enjoy my job, love the volunteers that I work with, love the actual event and the planning and everything that goes into it. I'm just blessed to be able to love my job.
Well, that's awesome. And then just to backtrack a little bit, you said you're about to have your 25th anniversary, is that
yes,
right?
My
that's,
25th
congratulations.
Wedding.
Thank that's you. Awesome.
Yeah, in September, I know that September 11th, 1994. So, yeah.
It's a day we remember for a lot
yes.
of reasons, but but certainly that's another banner
right.
day for,
mm-hmm.
for your marriage, which congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. Well, let's kind of go around as we kind of start the conversation, and I want it to just be as conversational as possible, because this is a topic that I think everyone needs to talk about more, which is cancer, mm-hmm. and we don't whisper it anymore.
No.
We have to talk about it out loud, and there's been so many advances. It's been incredible, but I think let's go through, and I'll start, but let's talk about some of the impacts cancer's had on each of our lives that, mm-hmm. that kind of makes us such a special part of what we do. And of course, and you asked me about this before we started, but my father, lifetime smoker, but he was one of those army smokers that they kind of forced to start smoking, mm-hmm. and they just kept it up. Lifetime smoker, died of cancer in 2007. Lung cancer, horrible death. I mean, that mm-hmm. long lingering kind of thing that we all, that should make everyone that watched that stop smoking. It
mm-hmm.
didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got members of my family that smoke. Right. But, and then multiple other family members for different types of cancers have passed away. And it's near and dear to me what Relay for Life stands for because of that. And I think everyone has that story. So do you have someone?
I do actually have two stories.
Okay.
I myself am a melanoma cancer
really?
Survivor.
Okay.
4 years.
Congratulations.
And my granddaughter is an ALL survivor.
Wow.
So leukemia survivor. She was diagnosed on her third birthday.
Oh, gosh.
And went through all kinds of different, the steroids and the chemo and everything else that a child should never have to go through.
Sure.
And, but with the advances that we've made, I don't know, I'm sure everybody remembers us talking back when George H.W. Bush passed away, his daughter Robin, his actually had ALL leukemia, and she didn't survive. So the advances that we, the American Cancer Society, actually has made in that particular realm has been helped my granddaughter have a 95% survival rate.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it was horrible to have to go through that with a child, but she's a wonderful 11-year-old now and, plays all kinds of sports, dances, and, loves horses and her baby sister, so she's doing great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's mm-hmm. a great ending to a story that mm-hmm. that started out not so great.
Right.
I mean, it's bad enough when you talk cancer with any age group, but with kids, it
mm-hmm.
just, that,
it's terrible.
That just tugs mm-hmm. at you. Angie, what about you? Have you been influenced? Or?
I have. I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Congratulations.
9 years. Thank you. And just a few years after I got through my cancer and my treatments, my mother was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And she had walked with me as a survivor at Relay, me being
okay.
a survivor. And in 2015, we started walking together.
Oh, wow.
And so okay. now we're both survivors and we walk the walk together. And
oh, that's awesome.
It's kind of an odd thing to say, but sometimes I feel like I went through my cancer in preparation to help her go through hers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because
sure.
it was a lot less scary. And I mean, you start learning terms you've never heard.
Oh, yeah.
And, you go into an oncologist, it's like, that's just, word hadn't been thrown around our family very much. And I just feel like it made the fight for her a little more comfortable.
Well, sure. And now, how is she? What's her prognosis?
She's great.
That's incredible.
We're both awesome. So.
You know, medical advances, everything's happened, but there's a lot to be said about attitude.
Absolutely.
You either get the diagnosis, you either just crater, or you just say, I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to fight it tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that has a big part
yeah,
to do
does.
With the success rate. So, mm-hmm. awesome. Right. So that's a great story. Yeah. Crystal, what about you? Any direct points?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how it came to campus, how we, brought the relay for campus, to campus, rather, one of the representatives came and she wanted to, highlight, the program, particularly, at UGA. And at the time, that was in 2015. And Tyrus, my husband, actually had cancer. We didn't know until after, surgery, and so long story short, it was fresh, in my heart and
sure.
life, in 2015. So we got married in 2011. And 3 years later, we found that this was something that we had to contend with as a couple. And Angie is absolutely right. right. You learn terms like PET scans and all this kind of stuff, and, you know, that you didn't, you know, you had no idea about. And so, but thankfully, you know, every 6 months, you know, he had to go and, you know, and get checked. And thankfully, he's now we're at a year, you know, where, you know, he can go every year, you know, to get checked. And he is today, you know, cancer free, you know, thank goodness. So that's been, you know, our experience.
Sure.
It's definitely something that, that takes a toll on not just, you know, the person, but the family, you know, as well,
it
because,
does.
You know, you have to care for that person, you know, and things of that sort. So, you know, as a spouse of a person who's had to, you know, contend with that. And I think you're right. It is about the attitude, you know, for us, you know, it was something, you know, that was truly a, you know, a personal, you know, as a, you know, on a marriage, you know, it was, you
oh,
know,
sure.
Things of that sort. It takes a, you know, takes a, you have to consider all of that kind of stuff. So, so yeah, so he's my reason. He's my reason why I walk. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, when my dad was diagnosed, and I'm sure y'all have gone through this too, because I have a PhD, you know, my mom just assumed I knew everything about cancer. And so I lived 8 hours away from him, but she would call me, you know, like PET scan. When you said that, first time she said that to me, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so I had to do a whole lot of Google searches and learning myself just so I could sound intelligent when she would call me and say, well, now they're saying this or that and the other. So, yeah, it really... If you involve the whole family, which we did, we have a pretty big family, I think it helps. I mean, it helps to share that around. So I want to go, Tony, I never ask you questions, but have you had direct experience?
Yeah, unfortunately, my mother-in-law died of melanoma back in the late 1970s, and then my mother died of a very rare form of cancer. She had gallbladder cancer, and this cancer is so rare that they missed the diagnosis on it originally. They knew she had cancer. They couldn't pinpoint it. By the time they did, it had spread. It had become metastatic, and they was just, you know, they had reached the point that there was nothing they could do. As a matter of fact, you know, no offense to the local hospital here. They did a great job when she was there. But her cancer was so rare, she had to have a port installed that none of the nursing staff knew how to change. But fortunately, my wife is in the medical profession, and she did know how to change this. So she would go up there daily and make the changes. So I don't know that, Dr. Honey, that there's anybody whose life in some way, form, or fashion hasn't been touched by cancer.
I agree. I think that's a great point. That's what I was going to ask you, Glenda. I mean, I really think we could stop 10 people on the street and all 10 would say, yes, my, or me, you know, myself. It's just so, I don't think people understand how it is in the population. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Well, 15.5 million survivors in the United States. Think about
that's
incredible.
And that's all attributable to the work of the American Cancer Society.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what a great, great
organization. We are the number one funder of research behind the federal government. And so that's one of our big focuses. I mean, we have other programs and services that are very needed by our communities. But, you know, I'm a survivor, so, yeah, I don't know how Angie and them feel, but I want a cure. I mean, that's
absolutely
what I want.
Absolutely.
And so if we can find a cure by doing the research that we do and by funding, even funding UGA, honestly, with the funds that we give to UGA in Athens, actually $3 million this year that we give towards their research programs. So in grant forms and that kind of thing. And others, you know, we give others to other universities too. But of course, I got to say something about UGA.
Absolutely.
Because I am
that.
A Georgia. I love the dogs. So.
I'm war eagle again. I just came.
Well, so let's segue to the relay. So for people who may not know, I'm sure there are people that don't know what the Relay for Life
is.
I can't imagine that there is, but there is. Let's talk, what is the Relay for Life?
Okay.
I mean, let's just do a
Relay for Life started back in 1983. I think so. We're over 30 years old, I think now, 35 years old. And it started with a doctor who was an oncologist in Tacoma, Washington. And he decided he'd seen so much cancer that he wanted to do something to make a difference. And so what he did was walk the track or run the track. Most of the time he ran because he was an avid runner. And his name was Dr. Klatt. And he would run the track for 24 hours.
Wow.
And he asked for his friends, his family, you know, patients, anything to sponsor him for, you know, for each lap he made. He actually ran 83 miles that night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 83 miles he either walked or ran. They actually had doctors on board, on the track, making sure that he was getting hydrated enough and that kind of thing. And he was, you know, people would hand him snacks, but he never stopped.
Wow.
And so that's what started the movement of what is now Relay for Life. And so the first year he raised $27,000. And then it's grown to multi-million dollar $100 million a year, usually, for the American Cancer Society.
That's incredible.
And so that's how we do Relay. We're supposed to. We don't do it so much anymore. It's gotten to where it's more of a big party and celebration. But we're supposed to walk the track and stay on the track, you know, because cancer never sleeps. Used to, we'd go 24 hours. We only go six now. But cancer never sleeps, so neither will we. That's what our motto is. And so we want to keep somebody on that track as often as possible and have them there to feel the effect. We'll never know what a cancer patient feels like, never.
Right.
But if you walk those laps, that 24-hour period, or if you walk them six, you're going to get tired. You're going to need to be hydrated. That's what a cancer patient does, too.
Sure.
And so that's the reason how it all started. And now we're in 5,000 communities across the United States and in 26 countries.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And about $100 million a year raised.
Oh, yeah, or more. Over.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible over. Mm-hmm. For research, which, mm-hmm. you know, eventually there will be a cure.
Right. I mean, we do have some programs that we do, too. We have one program that we are focused on three specific areas, and that's, of course, research is our number one. That's where most of our dollars go into. But then we have some local programs that we're working on to get in the community. It's Road to Recovery, where we know from listening to our hospital systems and that kind of thing that cancer patients can't always get to treatment.
Sure.
And so we have volunteers that will actually drive patients to their treatment, or we have some partners throughout the country that will help us get patients to their treatment. And then the nearest and dearest thing to my heart is our hotel or Hope Lodge program. And Hope Lodge is like a adult Ronald McDonald House.
Okay. Okay.
And actually, we have one in Atlanta. It's on Emory University's campus. It has about 54 rooms, I think, and they're under renovation right now. But we have 32 of those across the United States.
Wow.
So if you're in Macon, Georgia, or Griffin, Georgia, and you need to go to MD Anderson, then we have a Hope Lodge there. And there's also other things like we can help supply flights to get there. We can help do all kinds, a multitude of different things. We can help with insurance. We do all kinds of wonderful things that nobody knows about.
Oh, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, I just have to mention, because you said MD Anderson, that's in Texas. I just wanted to tell you.
Sorry about that.
We're kind of proud of that one.
I know,
but,
yeah.
But no, there are many across the country,
exactly.
But that is certainly a well-known cancer hospital mm-hmm. institute. But so let's talk about Crystal and Angie from the campus standpoint. What do we do for Relay for Life? I mean, what's the process? Why are we involved, and what do we do? Either one of y'all, both of y'all, it doesn't matter.
As Angie turns to me.
I saw that.
Yeah, okay. Right. So, well, pretty much it is a true campus effort, right? Angie, and I have to say this, has been phenomenal since we started in 2015.
Absolutely.
We won the Rookie of the Year award in 2015, and it was a lot to do with Angie's fundraising skills. I'm telling you, if you want to raise some money, call Angie Lewis. Like she has been amazing. Even going out into the community and getting our gear certificates for some of the raffles that we're going to do. And you can help me with some of the names, Angie, but Sixth Street Pier,
Slices, mm-hmm. Stash Studio.
Yeah, they've been consistent, you know, partners.
Right. Sure,
when it comes
very
to,
cool.
To gift certificates. So this year we're going to have face painting. We try to get Bentley, the real legacy of UGA.
Sure.
To come, but it never kind of worked out. But but this year, again, we're gonna have face painting. Misty Smith, who supports our office, did a phenomenal job of designing the t-shirts that we're gonna sell. That's
fundraisers.
Thank you, Dr. Hennigan.
You're
one
welcome.
Of our fundraisers. So
oh, great. Thank
yeah.
You.
So it's a lot of our office staff. We got a new student assistant, and literally yesterday, the day before yesterday, I was like, hey, we're probably gonna have to deliver t-shirts, you know. So it's a office effort. Melissa, of course, and Teresa, they're walking. They're gonna sign up, and we got tents. Ellen Bowski and Urban Ag. She's letting us borrow tents, and so it's a lot of logistical things that are necessary to make it happen. But I'm telling you, it is a beautiful time because, like you said earlier, everyone has been affected by cancer in some way,
right,
somehow, and it's almost kind of intuitive where we just come together and just make it happen. And so, like, it's a really fun event, you know, as a family. Like, my son is going to be there. Everybody loves Max, so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
yeah so bring your coolers out. I got my list. Thank you, Glenda, for sending the to-do mm-hmm. list of the things that we need to bring. So as far as some of the things that we do, fundraising, a lot of several logistical efforts. And so, yeah, that's pretty much, we literally as a team make it happen, as a campus effort, yeah.
Which is great. And then for the first time, I wasn't here for the one in 15.
Sure.
But for the last two, it used to be on graduation night. So I had to miss the first two. Mm-hmm. I was so thrilled to hear this year it's tomorrow.
We did that just for UGA.
I appreciate that because I get to go walk and enjoy the event. I've always donated, but I've never been able to walk. So this is incredible. It'll be a fun night. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll make it till midnight because I have to attend. I volunteered to attend the math classes on Saturday morning on campus. I am the worst math student on the planet. But no. So I've got to be there for class. So I may have to leave a little bit early, but I got to be alert for math class. But so we got the event tomorrow night. Kind of, Glenda, tell us what, I know it's from 6 to midnight. Mm-hmm. What is the event? What does it entail?
Well, we'll start off at 5 o'clock with our survivor dinner. So any survivor that's out there that wants to attend, just show up. We want to be able to feed you and one caregiver. You'll get your survivor t-shirt, survivor pin, and then at about 6:30, 6:45-ish, we'll do our survivor lap. So any survivor that's out there, we want them to come, make that lap, have a nice dinner with us, and just enjoy being recognized, because that's why we do what we do.
Sure.
Those 15 million survivors, we want to honor them. And the ones here in Griffin and beyond, we want to have them there at our event. So we'll do that, and then we'll have opening ceremonies, then our lap, and then we do a caregiver lap. So we want our caregivers to walk with our survivors. If you can't particularly walk, I know sometimes our survivors still have some problems and they need some help. We have golf carts that will around the track on. And then after that, we'll have a team lap. We'll have our spirit lap, where our spirit stick, and are we still having a spirit stick with UGA? Okay.
Big dog nut.
Awesome.
Coolest idea.
Angie will carry it.
We'll be judging those. So, want to have it very, our theme this year for the relay is Lights, Camera, Cure. Sorry.
Oh, cool.
And the reason why is because I think Griffin Spaulding has something to do with a lot of different movies and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we thought about that and thought that would be a good place to do our theme this year. So there'll be some themed campsites and everybody decorated out and some themed shirts. And so we'll be making that. We have Crystal is going to be singing the national anthem.
I saw a video of Crystal singing at church one day.
Uh-huh. I'm so excited.
And they were showing me the video, and I thought they were just trying to show me the crowd in the church. I'm like, who is that singing? That's incredible. Uh-huh. That's Crystal.
Yeah. I know. She's so excited. I'm looking forward to that one.
That's awesome.
And we'll have a couple of churches that are going to come out and do some dancing and also some singing. And we have a very special luminary ceremony that starts at 9 o'clock. And that's where we'll light the luminaries up and our torches. And we have a special little poem that we're going to be going through that night or tomorrow night. So looking at changing things up a little bit. We have a great DJ. He's going to be out among the crowd, from what I understand, and handing out a few little relay things and that kind of stuff. So I'm excited. I think we're going to have a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. And so what, like number-wise, what do you estimate are going to be out at the park between 6
usually,
and 9?
We usually about 400 to 500 people.
Wow.
But we'd love to have a lot more.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We want as many people there to enjoy the event, but also see what we do here in Griffin Spaulding.
Sure. And so if someone's listening and just wants to come out, do they have to walk? Can they just come enjoy the event?
Come out and enjoy. We're also going to have a food truck, too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, we got a bunch of our teams. That's how they raise their money. But we also have a food truck that's going to be donating some of the proceeds of their food truck back to us, too. So Catfish Hauler, I don't know if any of y'all know them. But, yeah, we're excited about having them. And that's the first time we've done a food truck here in Griffin Spaulding, so we're looking forward to that.
Incredible. It's going to be a great evening, and so I hope we have more people, more than ever.
Right, and all of our teams, they sell all kinds of stuff. 1888 Meals is going to be selling some of their towels. They've got a package deal where, like, you get a washcloth, a hand towel, a bath towel, and a bath sheet for, like, $10. I mean, you can't get that. So I'm excited about having them out there, and a bunch of other teams. They're just all over the place doing all kinds of different things.
That's awesome. And Crystal, what are we selling?
We're selling our t-shirts. Let me tell you, these are like real deal. Like,
they are.
UGA approved. T-shirt. Like, trademark had to get improved. Like, so this is a legitimate UGA t-shirt. You will not find it anywhere else.
Right.
This is one of a kind.
Limited time only.
Literally, limited time only. Before I might as well say we're selling them for $20 because today they're $18 if you pre-order, but then tomorrow, of course, at the relay, they're $20 and they're well worth it. And we're also going to raffle some of our gift certificates that we have for the local vendors that we mentioned earlier. We're going to have face painting. Actually, Jessica Mills, who's one of our alumni, she's coming back, and she was one of our student organization presidents, and so she understands the need to give back, and so she's definitely going to be there face painting tomorrow. So, and did I miss anything else, Angie? Those are the three that we have. Yep. T-shirts. Yep. So we're going to be rocking and rolling. And one thing I left off and I was remiss to say is that another way that the campus supports is the folks that give.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We could you know, we're almost to our goal. I'm going to say almost, right? We're about a third of the way there. We can do it, guys. We can do it. So give. And Dr. Hankett will not say this, but I have to say it publicly. He is officially our top dog giver right now. So thank you for leading the way.
I did not have to say that.
I know I did that. He wouldn't have said it. So that's why I said it. So we definitely have our team members that give, and they give a lot, even from Athens. Like, you know, I was really, you know, pleased to see some of our teammates from Athens, you know, have contributed to our team. So that's another way that the campus supports.
No, I think that's great. Well, I tell you what, Tony, can we go ahead maybe and take the bottom of the hour break? It's kind of a good segue. We'll come back and talk more about everything Relay for Life-ish.
You're listening to the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News on AM 1450 WKEU in Griffin, Georgia. Also heard on 102.3 FM. We're also live on 88.9 FM, The Rock, Georgia Public Radio at its finest. Streaming live on the website at WKEUradio.com. And you can take us with you wherever you go, courtesy of the free WKEU app for all smartphone and tablet devices. We're going to relay into this commercial break and come back with more of the program after this.
Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realty. Proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus and proud to bring you this week's edition of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. As the UGA Griffin Campus grows with the great educational opportunities for our children, Round Oak Resources Tree Farm is growing our future with trees to support and assist our environment. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors are proud supporters of the UGA Griffin Campus and area youth activities in Griffin and Spalding County.
Time now to resume this morning's University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. To do that, let us return to our host. He is the Campus Director and Assistant Provost, Dr. Lou Honeycutt.
Thank you, Tony. Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great show talking about Relay for Life, which is we're having fun talking about it. It's not a fun topic. This is a fun topic, but the topic that it covers isn't, which is cancer, but there's a cure coming. We know eventually there is. But we are joined today by Crystal McDowell, who's the Assistant Director of Student Affairs on the Griffin campus, as well as the Relay for Life Coordinator, Glenda Davis, who's the Regional Director for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and Angie Lewis, who helps with all kinds of things Relay for Life and has for a long time and also works for the USDA Plant Genetic Resource Conservation Unit. So welcome back, everyone. I want to tell one thing we haven't mentioned is where this is going to take place. You know, people might be saying, boy, I want to go, but where? Where's it going to be?
If I can say it right, is it Wyoming? Okay, Wyoming Titus.
I was going to let you
Olympic
say it because
I always mess it up every time. I even spell it wrong half the time. But, yeah, that's where we're going to be Friday night, starting at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. And then around midnight, it all kind of
yep, right around midnight, we kind of taper it off. Sometimes we have some folks leaving before that, and then that's okay. You got to do what you got to do for
sure.
But, yeah, midnight will be our closing ceremony. So we're excited about having everybody out there. We want everybody in Griffin Spalding to make it.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay, Angie, let's talk a little bit. You're extremely involved with the campus team, but you also have another team.
That's right. My mom and I branched off last year to form our own team, Mother and Daughter Survivors.
Wow, okay.
And but of course, I still help get the gift certificates and all and,
sure.
and support the UGA. In fact, I bought a luminary on the UGA
team. Oh, great.
Team.
Thank
I did.
You.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. I don't think you donated to our team, but that's okay. There's still time, Crystal. There's still time for that.
Thank you, Angie, for throwing me under that bus.
But my mom and I really enjoy doing that together.
Sure.
And we're real proud about that. We're going to have some silent auctions tomorrow night. We've got some nice baskets. We've got some gift certificates from Sweet Southern Salvage. And BarkBox has donated something for our pet basket. So we're going to have those and some handmade items. My dad makes handmade walking sticks
with
scripture inscribed on them. And we're going to have some of those in silent auction. So come by and see us tomorrow night. But I feel like I'm part of both teams.
Absolutely.
I like that. So, mm-hmm. And I am going to buy UGA shirts.
Well, there you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Did Crystal buy one of your shirts?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wait. We're going to have bracelets.
Oh, bracelets.
Okay. Bracelet. You can buy a bracelet. Yeah.
Thank you. What number is your tent? Because when we had bank night on Monday, I was looking to see where your
team... Yeah, 35.
35. Okay, we're number 6.
Because I looked at yours, and Orr's Elementary had already gotten site that corner, because I was going to go ahead and put your name in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was
Turf wars. With
yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. I mean, it's like the biggest thing ever to come get your camps.
It's pretty competitive. It does. Somebody looking over my shoulder, I was like, hey, kind of crowding in on me. I was like,
they're all like hovering over like, no, this isn't.
We don't want any fights breaking out. Exactly. Over there. Yeah. Well, it's good. I know everybody takes this very seriously, and I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all in good humor, too, I know. Yes. But
I know we're focused on the tomorrow night's event here locally, but how many Relay for Lives are there? Do you have a number just for the state of Georgia? I mean, these have been flooded with social media mm-hmm. over the past month or
right.
so.
We start our relays actually start working with them in July, believe it or not.
Wow. Okay.
So as soon as this one ends, we're starting on the next one always. Wow. But I would think in Georgia there's well over 100.
Wow.
Okay. You know, some of our events have kind of fallen off and that kind of thing due to lack of participation and stuff like that, and that happens. So we're probably well over 100 just in. We have the world in Georgia, and I will brag about Georgia, of course. We have the world's largest relay in Georgia, and that is Gwinnett County.
Oh,
and they had their event last week, and they will raise probably anywhere from it's probably about over $1 million just in Gwinnett County. So it's amazing of what they can do. And I mean, I've been to that relay. I've stood on the stage actually at that relay. They do a thing called the Purple Glove Dance. And it's like a sea of purple hands.
Wow.
And I mean, as far as you can see, it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And it's just a fun activity for everybody to do there. But yeah, we have the world's largest. So kudos to Georgia for
having
that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
We even beat California.
Oh, so, that's all that matters. Awesome. That's really all
exactly.
that matters.
Exactly. California used to be Bakersfield. Bakerville's number 2.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah.
I'll have to challenge our Gwinnett camp. We have a campus in Gwinnett as well.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure they're involved. Because that's the fastest growing county in the nation.
It is.
I mean, it's, there's so
and
much
And then, of
going
course,
on
we
that.
Have the UGA relay. UGA.
Sure, okay.
And
sure.
Athens has an actual campus relay. And that's the other thing is we started doing those several, probably about 5-10 years ago, where we actually get on campuses and have an actual relay on the campus. So Virginia Tech is our largest.
Okay.
And then UGA is right up there.
Oh, mm-hmm. there you go.
So it comes, I don't know what level they are, but at one time they were like number 2 or 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. We don't like being number 2.
No.
That's all right.
No.
We prefer to be number 1 at everything, but it doesn't always work that way.
That's right.
Well, let's talk about sponsors then. I think we need to give kudos where kudos are deserved.
So we've had some great sponsorships come on board this year and some new ones some old ones that we, you know, they're always very good and very wonderful to, you know, come on board with us. But a couple of ones I want to bring out. Of course, we have Wellstar. And Wellstar is huge here in Griffin, and they help us out a great deal with their sponsors. And they're also a team, and so they'll be out there. We have First National Bank, and they'll be there, and they have a team also. Most of our sponsors do have teams.
That's great.
Dr. Kevin
Napier?
Dr. Kevin Kirkland, sorry. Oh. He's the dentist, and he helps us out. Senior Care Living, which is the Woods. So they're one. Brightmore Hospice, and I think I've got and Twisted Hook is our brand new one. They're actually a wrecker service, and they have a pink record and a red wrecker, and they will be bringing them out to relay.
Oh,
and they
cool.
ask for anybody to sign the pink record for them, so they'll have people out there signing it if you've been a cancer survivor or whatever. And what they've done this year as part of their fundraising is that anybody that signed the actual record last year, they're actually have taken those signatures and made them into luminaries, so they'll be at our luminary. So that was pretty nice. Wild. It was very that's nice awesome. Of them to purchase that. So they've been a great partner to come on board. As you'll look on the back of Angie's shirt, she's got it on our relay shirt this year. They're on there. So pretty neat to have them on board. But always, our sponsors help make the event, and we're just proud to have them.
Sure. And with them being there, everyone wants to park where they're supposed to.
Yes.
What I would say. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Because since they could just be towed, that's true.
You don't want to leave at midnight and not find your car.
That's right.
That's probably not a good thing. Okay, so we got the event coming up tomorrow night. We got, I'm sure everything's ready to go.
We're working on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Weather's supposed to be great.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, it changed
We've
a little
had
bit
some
for
years
today,
where it wasn't.
Where we did this in Texas, the Panhandle of Texas, it would always be the warmest week ever until the walk. And it was an overnight walk, too, and it was never fun.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, it's from a weather standpoint. Yes. It's fun from a camaraderie standpoint, but never from another. But so you said that – I want to reiterate again across the country. How many – You said 5,500. Is that what you said? Maybe across the country.
About 5,000.
About 5,000, which is pretty incredible. And that the good news is Georgia has the number one, which is great. So, have you seen? You've been doing this for 11 years, right? Is that what you said? Have you seen more participation or less participation in the walks themselves?
We've seen a little bit less, honestly. I'm not sure why. But you know, there's also other great causes out there.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
A long time ago, American Cancer might have been just the number one and that kind of thing. And we still are number one in fundraising across the U.S. in fundraising. But we've seen some numbers going down, and it may be, I have no idea why.
Sure.
But, you know, everybody's been touched by it.
Would you attribute some of it to organizations, and no offense to them, but Susan G. Komen and other organizations that fight specific types of cancer that people maybe get a little more involved with that as opposed
that
to just
true.
The cancer society as a whole?
Right. Yeah, and that could be true. That's part of it, I'm sure. American cancer, there's 159 different kinds of cancer. And so we want to cure them all.
Sure.
You know, if we find a cure for breast cancer that helps cure, you know, pancreatic cancer, then awesome.
Exactly.
But we want to do whatever we can to find a cure for all of them. And, the other organizations, people want to get involved specifically with what their particular cancer is, and that's wonderful, and we want them to do that. But we're all, you know, we want to encompass all of them and give everybody the love that they need. Not that the others don't, but that's what
we
want to do.
Well, and I think, too, and this is going to be a negative towards our society, which I'm a part of, I think we've all become so sedentary in our ways, too, that I think that, because I hear even back in Texas or other places where we had Relay for Life, there were several different things. They've all kind of declined a little bit in the walk, not donations necessarily, but in the walking. I think part of that's because everybody's too busy looking at their screens
They're
sitting and watching TV or whatever it might be. So as long as they donate, I guess
American Can't Say doesn't, I mean, that's our number one, Relay for Life is our number one, that's our signature event. But we have other events throughout the country that we do too. I mean, we have one in October that's in Atlanta and some other places across the U.S. that's making strides against breast cancer. Well, that goes, the money there goes directly to breast cancer research. But, you know, we have galas and golf tournaments, and we have 5Ks and triathlons and all kinds of stuff that encompasses where the money can be raised from. So it's all over the place. In fact, this last year in another county that I actually did what's called Pedal to End Cancer, and it's actually a spin class.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a 3-hour spin class. So you get people to pledge that you can ride the 3 hours and that kind of thing. So that's kind of, you know, easy, kind of an easy Saturday morning thing to do. I'm just trying to reach out and encompass more of what everybody else is interested in doing.
Sure.
So, and we may see some of that coming up in Spalding too.
Sure. No, that's great. I think adapting to kind of the, because there are a lot of spin classes around and a lot of people that do exercise.
And I didn't think I would like it, but I love it.
Did you spin for the full 3 hours?
I did an hour.
I was going to say, I'm proud of you for doing an hour.
I did an hour. It is.
That's a long time to spin. I was thinking like 15 minutes.
And y'all can see that I'm not like an avid athletic person by any means, but I did enjoy doing it.
That's
fun.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredible. Well, Crystal, the team that you and Angie are putting together on the campus, it includes all different types of people across campus, right?
Absolutely. We have everyone from, like I said, our office, which is the Office of Academic and Student Affairs. We have folks from your office, the Assistant Provost's Office.
Oh, you can give me a raise. Can I get a raise with that? Yeah. I like promotions.
Be careful what I say. But yeah, Elizabeth and her sister, who are really fun, Cindy, they're going to bring one of our fundraisers. I forgot to say, we're asking folks on campus to bring sweet treats. And so your office will hopefully be inundated.
Hey, I've already brought mine to her, but I told her to hide them because I'm really bad about sweets.
Oh, you'll eat them.
Yeah, Angie's department, of course, is represented in helping, and Melanie Harrison, who's who's also works for the USDA, correct? Mm-hmm. Her team, Luane, which is folks in physical plant. So it really is a cross campus.
And plus, students, are there going to be any students?
Yes, it's absolutely open to our students. Of course, Jessica, who just graduated, will be there as well. I think Hannah Hayton, who's also one of our alumni, will be there. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how many current students will be there. I haven't had confirmation from them yet, but definitely our alumni, see the value, of this organization. And one of the things, I really would say, when you were talking about, kind of the decline and why people, may not necessarily, come out, for me personally, I think of it like I have the opportunity to literally save a life, because when you think about cancer, it's causing loss of life. And right. And for me personally, like, my husband isn't the only one who's had to deal with cancer, in my family. And I just personally am tired of losing folks, to this, mm-hmm. Horrible mm-hmm. disease. And
right.
It's something, as a person who I like to be a problem solver and, try to solve problems. And for 6 hours a day, I can give, right? Whether it's my time, whether it's my sore feet, whatever it is, I'm even having my 2-year-old out there at 12 o'clock at night, because whatever we can do, and I know the money, our small contribution that we're giving, hopefully, we believe that it's going towards, definitely, hopefully, I don't know what aspect of saving the life is going towards, but it's worth it, right? It's sure. worth my time getting up and going to Walmart, buying the face paint, going to, Angie beating the streets of Griffin, asking folks to give gift certificates. It is worth our time to save a life. So mm-hmm. if I could just, put that out there, is what we're giving, it will totally outweigh the value of what we're going to receive,
Sure.
what we're going to receive rather will outweigh the value of what we're actually giving. So please give, please support, because it's definitely worth, because I cannot imagine life without my husband, right now. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and I would say everything you just said is incredibly accurate and true. And what I would say, and y'all tell me, because I haven't walked here yet, I will tomorrow night, but I've walked in others, but just it's a very uplifting to just the event. So, I mean, even and there'll be people going through treatment mm-hmm. all over the place there. But even that, I can tell you that from my family standpoint, when you had a group of people together that supported and loved the person that was going through it, they just felt better for that time period. So that's the cool thing, I think, is if people think they might not want to get involved or they don't know what it's all about, come see, because you won't leave you'll be smiling when you leave. It's not something, not a condition we want to smile about, but the event is something that you'll leave smiling about. I think that's really incredible. Just one other thing to add about one of our alumni, Jessica, who was an incredible student worker for you, an incredible student at campus, is now the director of United Way for Griffin Spalding County.
Right.
So, great kudos out to an mm-hmm. alumnus that has done, is giving back, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was till she set up a meeting to come see me. And, my assistant said, or Elizabeth said, well, Jessica's going to come see you. She's the new director of United Way. So I'm like, okay. Well, but she didn't tell me Jessica Mills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jessica Mills walked in. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
That's
wonderful. But I mean, what a great, she's a very enthusiastic, but she'll do great. And I know she'll be out there tomorrow night too. Mm-hmm. What's some things we left out? We got plenty of time, but is there anything else?
One of the things I left out, and I hate to bring this up, we talked about losing people, and my wife is listening. I will not be able to go home if I don't mention this. About 4 years ago, I lost my brother-in-law, mm-hmm. and to show you just how quickly cancer can ravage someone, from diagnosis to his passing was 5 weeks.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, there was no telling how long he might have been ravaged with the disease prior to, but from actual diagnosis, it was in his, I mean, he was metastasized. It was in his brain, his lungs, bone, everywhere. Mm. And so, the cancer is a disease that does not discriminate. It does not know gender, age, religion, social or financial status. Mm-hmm. Anyone can be stricken with this, and that's why the money's raised is oh so important.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
It is a great point.
Glenda, if I could ask you a question, what are some things that we can do? I know that tomorrow night is a big night, but what are some things that we can do after the relay, after tomorrow night, that we can
volunteer?
To support?
Honestly, volunteer your time. You know, it would be wonderful if we could. I know that this is a huge need in this area, is having somebody to drive a cancer patient to and from their treatment. I mean, it's just a day. Think about it that way. It's a day out of your time that you can help to save a life. I mean, if you what we're told is if a cancer patient, and I mean, I'm sure all of us have been through it, so we know. If that patient does not get treatment on the time period and on the regimen that they're supposed to be, they may not have a good outcome.
Exactly.
And we want our patients to have good outcomes. So, you know, volunteer to drive a patient to and from their treatment. Volunteer to be on our Relay for Life committee. We need volunteers all the time. We need day of the event volunteers. But being on our committee is a huge, that's a huge need for us right here in Griffin Spaulding. We have about 8 people.
Okay.
That pull a $60,000 event together.
Wow.
And so, you know, we all work very, very hard. And, you know, I'm here, but I have two other events too. And I'm here, you know, when I can be, but, you know, I have to give my time, spread out my time three different ways.
Sure.
And so I would love to see some more volunteers that would come on our committee. And if you, you can contact Crystal, anybody here, me specifically, go to our website. My email's on there. Let me know that you want to volunteer, and we'll find a place for you.
you won't turn the volunteer
down. No, we won't turn them down.
Well, something you said, which I think is really coming back to about the driving someone, which, again, is such a small amount mm-hmm. of time to donate, but mm-hmm. such a great effect or has a great advantage to these people. My family is large, and mm-hmm. so my dad, anybody that's had an issue in my family, there's always been someone to sit with them, to drive them, even sit while they're getting treatment, mm-hmm. just that little bit of talking. Or, in fact, the when my dad was being treated, they would bring dogs in.
I mean, the
care dogs or whatever you call it. Anyway, mm-hmm. But even just to pet a dog while you're being treated is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But there are many, many, many people out there that they are going through this alone. And they don't have, they can't call me or my sisters mm-hmm. or somebody else and say, can you drive me to, mm-hmm. to treatment?
Mm-hmm.
And they may go without treatment because of that. So mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think volunteering, you know, we all, and I'm as bad as anybody else, we take everything for granted.
Right. Exactly. And if we had a group out there, maybe it's, you know, a church group that wouldn't mind doing it, or a Sunday school group, or, you know, a business out there that gives time for their employees for volunteerism. This is a great opportunity because, I mean, you drive them, you pick them up, you take them back home. That's basically it. We train them. And that you have to use your own gas and that kind of thing, but that's part of it. But that's part of your volunteerism. And, I mean, I just think that's one of the wonderful ways that we can give back to the community and give back to, you know, maybe you don't have the money to be able to, but maybe you can drive a patient.
Sure.
And, I mean, we'd love that to happen.
Oh, and really, you're helping to change a life, or to at least improve a life.
And, I mean, you know, and we're all very busy. We all know that.
Sure.
And, I mean, everybody has to work. You know, you've got a family member. Everybody has to work. So, you know, maybe you don't get the time off that some other, you know, companies do. But, you know, being able – and you can't drive your family member to it. Having that extra thing behind you to know that there is the American Cancer Society and that we can do that for you, I think would be a huge – would be a huge asset, knowing that I was given back in that way.
Sure.
Well, I think one of the great things about an event like tomorrow is not just for the survivors, but their families.
Oh, absolutely.
People overlook just how exhausting palliative care can be.
It is. That is very true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing is we have a number. We have a phone number. And that's where we push everything out from. So if someone calls us with a need, maybe they need some help with insurance. You know, we know what the insurance world is all like, especially now. It's all crazy.
Sure.
And so we have advocates on that other line that can help that person walk through what they need as insurance. And a lot of our patients are elderly. We know that, too. So it gets kind of crazy when you don't know where to turn and you don't have anybody to help you. So that's what the American Cancer Society does. We provide that kind of care through our 1-800 number, and I'll give you that number in just a minute.
Okay.
But, I mean, also, like, Social Security disability. Maybe you've got to go on Social Security disability because you've got this long-term cancer that you're going to be out of work.
Sure.
We have advocates that can help with that. You know, maybe you need somebody to clean your house. if there's a resource in our database, that we will get that for you. Not saying that's going to happen.
Sure.
But if we have that resource, we will batch it out to you. Plus, somebody just to talk to.
Exactly.
With our 1-800 number, you can call that number. It is 24/7, 365 days a week. And you know when we get the most calls?
Holidays.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is
when we get the most called. They've just been diagnosed. They don't want to tell their family. It's Christmas. I don't want to tell my family, but I need somebody to talk to.
Sure.
And we have, you know, advocates there and people that will help talk them through. We will give them the most information we can give about whatever their cancer. We were talking about all the different terms that nobody knows what they mean and all that kind of stuff. Our cancer specialists will walk through that kind of thing with them and tell them, say, yeah, we know this is hard, but let me explain this to you.
Excellent point. I think that's incredible. And it's great to know that, to say that this is way more than just a Relay for Life.
Oh, yeah.
This is way more than that. Well, I tell you what, let's take our next break. We'll come back, do some final thoughts, and just kind of catch up with anything else y'all want to, and then we'll call it a day.
Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realty. Proud supporters of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus and proud to bring you this week's edition of the University of Georgia Griffin Campus News. As the UGA Griffin Campus grows with the great educational opportunities for our children, Round Oak Resources Tree Farm is growing our future with trees to support and assist our environment. Frank and Carolyn Harris of Round Oak Resources Tree Farm and Murray & Company Realtors are proud supporters of the UGA Griffin Campus and area youth activities in Griffin and Spalding County.
In news and announcements from the University of Georgia Griffin Campus, the 2019 Relay for Life will be held this weekend with festivities beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday at Wyoming Tyus Park located on Cowan Road in Griffin. It's not too late to participate in this awesome cause and to help all of us beat cancer. For more information, please call the UGA campus at 770-412-4400. The UGA Griffin Campus Research and Education Garden will be holding Celebration of Spring at the Garden this coming Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. There are over a dozen activities and topics that will be covered at this year's event, including gourd decorating, master gardeners, Callaway Gardens, books and stories, Georgia Pollinator Census, iris care, discovering Dorset Trails, watershed macros, recycling, gems and minerals, and astronomy. This family-free fun event is open to the public. The garden hosts a number of activities and exhibits throughout the year to promote environmental education and activities for all to enjoy. The garden is located at 129 West Ellis Road. A kids' cooking basics camp with Chudy Gill will be offered again from June 10th through the 13th. The four-day camp offers morning and afternoon sessions. For information and registration information, visit the UGA website at www.griffin.uga.edu and click on Continuing Education. The Dundee Cafe, located in the historical UGA Mule Barn, will celebrate its grand opening Thursday, June 13th. Chef Marcy Bradbury with From the Farm offers fresh culinary delights for breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday, along with take-home pre-ordered casseroles. The scrumptious meals and specialty coffees are served both inside and on the outside veranda. The Dundee Cafe sits in the heart of the Griffin campus. The renovation of the 100-year-old Mule Barn was made possible through a gift from the Dundee Community Association. Dundee Mills operated in the city of Griffin for better than 100 years in the area across from the experiment station, which is now UGA Griffin. The campus store, located on the first floor of the Flint building, has new Georgia and Georgia Bulldog items arriving weekly. The shelves are stocked with officially licensed UGA apparel, souvenirs, and gifts. The store hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And finally, for information on degrees offered at the UGA Griffin campus, undergraduate or graduate degrees offered through the five university colleges can be obtained by visiting griffin.uga.edu or by calling 770-412-4400. To put the finishing touches on tomorrow night's big Relay for Life event at Wyoming Tyus Olympic Park Lake out on Cowan Road, here is Dr. Lou Honeycutt with just a gaggle of guests.
A gaggle. That's good.
That's a good one.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to our gaggle fest here. We are having a great show today with Crystal McDowell, Assistant Director of, I've got the church giggles out now, I'm sorry about that, but Assistant Director of Student Affairs and Campus Relay for Life Coordinator, Glenda Davis, who's the Regional Director for American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and Angie Lewis, who is on multiple teams and been a coordinator and all kinds of good things, but also works on campus for the USDA. So, Angie, I wanted to come back to you. You said you wanted to expand on something we've been talking about.
Yeah, one of the things you were saying, Dr. Honeycutt, is the feeling that you, and you, Tony, the feeling that you get at the relay, you can't even imagine what it's like. It's because cancer can be a very isolating.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, before you get to that, why don't you talk about your feeling as an actual cancer survivor to see the people that turn on? What does that mean to somebody who is an actual survivor?
Right. Cancer is a very isolating disease. And when you go to the relay, it's all of a sudden you feel like you're not alone. You can look at somebody that you've never met, and just it's a camaraderie that's there, and you share something. One of my best Relay for Life experiences was, it's been a few years ago, but I actually, it was pouring down rain. This was not 2 years ago, but even longer ago than that, but, at the old track. And I helped people get to and from their vehicles in the pouring down rain, and people were still walking the track in the pouring down rain.
Wow.
We had our rain jackets, and it was just people were there who wanted to be there, and it was just that feeling that you get that you are among friends and people that can relate to what you've been through, and for caregivers. My dad is always there, and he's the most enthusiastic caregiver I have ever seen, Jim Lewis. But it is great. And something you had mentioned, Glenda, is that volunteers. I got a phone call when I was going through treatment. I don't know how the Cancer Society got my phone number, but I got a phone call from a woman at the American Cancer Society who was a breast cancer survivor who just called to see how I was doing.
Wow.
That's one of our programs called Reach to Recovery.
And that
That's awesome.
I was like, how'd you get my number? You know, kind of paranoid a little bit. But no, it was just, it meant a great deal to me because I was just learning about this. I was just going into it. And that small effort from the Cancer Society, that just made a big impact on me. It was great.
No, that's a great point. And, you know, there's not much scarier a word to hear, especially if you haven't gone through it before, than the word cancer. Mm-hmm. It's become this horrible giant word for us. And so, yeah, to have someone to know that you're among friends and you're among survivors and you're among, it's just uplifting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great expansion on that.
And that program is a really good program, the Reach to Recovery program. And you probably don't realize it, but you probably gave consent at the time when you
talked. Please call me to something.
You probably gave consent to whoever your nurse was or the doctor that said, yes, the American Cancer Society can talk to me. Because we, this program actually reaches out. We kind of pair breast cancer patients with each other, ones that are going through the same kind of treatments together, and they'll give them a call. And age,
awesome.
We look at all that, their age, their treatment, that kind of thing. And you may get a call now, since we've got such a big wide world now, you may get a call from somebody that might be in Alabama and you're in Georgia or however, because they'll pair you up with somebody that actually has the same type of cancer and going through the same treatment.
I got a huge packet, too, of all kind of information about breast cancer. And that was the information that was in there consolidated everything that I had Googled into a reliable source of information.
That's a good point. Reliable source of information.
And that package is available for any cancer patient. All they have to do is call our 1-800 number.
Wow. That's a great segue. Give us the 1-800 number. We've been talking about it a lot.
1-800-227-2345.
Repeat that one more time.
1-800-227-2345.
Given that that is the local exchange, that should be easy to remember. 1-800-227-2345.
It should be. And then let's talk about the donations, that when donations come in, they don't all go somewhere else, do they?
No, some come back here in the form of our programs and services that we have here, but also they come back in our research, of course. But 80 cents of every dollar that is raised for the American Cancer goes back into our programs and services.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. I think people need to understand that. There are some charities, and for good, bad, whatever reasons, it's not nearly that high.
Right.
And for 80%, that's
pretty
incredible.
We've worked very hard over the past, say, 5 years. We've consolidated events. We've got, and I hate to say this, but we've, got rid of some events that weren't performing or for whatever reason. And so that's how we got there. We were at, when I first started, we were at 74 cents, so 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so we've consolidated from the past 5 years to get, it was our mission to get to that 80 cents of every dollar. So it was very important for the American Cancer Society to get there.
Oh, that's incredible.
And we're there now.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's do just quick final thoughts, all three of y'all. So, Crystal, let's start with you. Just final thoughts on the relay tomorrow night or life in general or whatever you want to give us a final thought on.
Give. If you're a part of our UGA Griffin family, please go to our team website and give for our goal. Our goal is $3,000, and again, we're about a third of the way there. We'd like to definitely thank 6th Street Pier, Slices, Stash Studios, definitely Angie for getting our fundraisers, and we're really excited. Come out, buy a UGA original one time only t-shirt, and thank you so much for everyone who supported thus far. And again, as always, go Dawgs.
And my ad for what you just said, if they want to buy a shirt, and it's an official color, but it's not red, so even an Auburn fan could buy one of these shirts.
See, I saw the color before I committed to
it. Now it's got a dog on it. It's got a dog on it.
It does have a dog on it.
But it is not red, because a lot of people don't necessarily wear red. It's not orange either, but it's you know.
I like it because it uses the classic Bulldog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like the classic Bulldog.
That's vintage.
Yeah. That's
sure. So other people can definitely share in the color. Angie, final thoughts.
I think that if you have not ever been to a Relay for Life, you should come out and just see what it's about. And like you said, Dr. Honeycutt, everybody's been affected by cancer
right.
one way or another. And you will be impacted by Relay for Life. It's just... It's inevitable that you will be. And plus, you might win something through
Absolutely.
All of
our Absolutely. And just have fun. It'll just be a fun time.
And help us raise some money and mm-hmm. it's eat some good food, good mm-hmm. music, everything. You've got to, it's an experience you have to have.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You have the final thought.
I don't know
thought,
what else
Linda.
To say to that. That's final. just come out, donate your time with us at volunteering. Even after Relay, we'd love to have some volunteers to help us out with some things that we have going on. And donate your time, donate your money. And just come be with us that evening. And like I said, if you've never seen a Relay, you need to see a Relay.
Fantastic. Well, that does it for us today. We've got Relay for Life tomorrow, 5 o'clock basically till midnight. Mm-hmm. People can come out whether they've donated or not, get involved, buy something, buy a green University of Georgia shirt, or any of the other shirts that might be out there. So, Tony, I guess that'll do it for us today. Thank you all so much for being here with us, and we'll be back with y'all next week.